3, 2, 1.
Welcome to It's Fabulous!
True personal story.
X-Fabula is a Milwaukee nonprofit committed to strengthening community bonds through the art of storytelling.
And it is X-Fabula Radio Time once again on WUWM every Saturday and Sunday at this time. As part of Lake Effect Weekend, we bring you a few stories from past X-Fabula story slams and events. These are true personal stories from Milwaukee area folks. X-Fabula co-founder Leah Delaney brings us the stories and the theme and the setup, and she's here as usual.
Hello again.
How's that for a buildup?
Huh? I'll say. Yes, here we are again. Hello, Bruce. Hello, listening audience. We are in the middle of previewing all of Season 8's winners, a.k.a. audience favorites from all of our story slams, because we have a huge event coming up. I don't know if you've heard us talking about this at all in the past few weeks. The All-Stars is happening on May 18th at Turner Hall Ballroom.
Yes, this is the big kahuna, as I call it.
Yes, the creme de la creme of Milwaukee storytelling.
Yeah.
So we're going to put all of our Season 8 winners up on stage, and then they are going to vie for the ultimate title of the All-Star of Season 8 X-Fabula. So right now we are traveling through a couple months. We are heading into January and February Story Slam winners. So we're going to preview those stories, those winning stories today.
Sounds good.
So let's head right in to our January Story Slam. The theme was change of heart. Here's Tom Matthew with his story.
It's an honor and a privilege. It was the summer of 1966. I was 3 years old playing in my backyard in Palatine, Illinois, and a garbage truck lumbered down the alley. My mother, who was a teacher at the time, said to me, "What do you want to do when you grow up?" I said, "I want to be a garbage man." That was the start of a dream. And all my life, I just kind of had this single focus. I thought it'd be cool to hang off the back of the truck. And my mom bought me a Tonka garbage truck, and I played with it, and I'd wait for the garbage men to come, and I just had this vision, and I got through grammar school, and I got through high school, and at the end of high school, a couple of my friends applied for the Department of Public Works with the city of Milwaukee, and I said, "Let me tag along with you, I can do that," and lo and behold, that July 1982, I got a job as a garbage man, and my first day on the job, I got dropped off by my supervisor, Hillman Stamps, on the corner of Center and Buffum. And I crawled up in this truck at 6 a.m. It was about 85 degrees. Two elderly African-American males had been on that route all their life. I was very nervous. And I crawled in the truck, and they spoke a little bit about the weekend. They talked about drinking beer. They talked about fishing. They talked about drinking beer. They talked about fishing. I talked about nothing. I was scared. And finally, one of the guys turned to the other guy and said, "Well, I guess," and "I guess" is city code for "I guess it's time for us to start work." And he turned the ignition. It's true. He turned the ignition in the truck, and nothing happened. So he turned the ignition again, and nothing happened. Tried a third time, nothing happened. So finally, I spoke up. I said, "Now what?" They said, "Well, we normally won't do this on the first day with a new guy, but now we drink." Now, this was 1982. It was a different time. They don't do that anymore. So one of the guys ran down to his car, went in the trunk, pulled out a 12-pack, brought it back to the truck, handed me a can of beer. I said, "I can't drink this." He said, "Why not?" I said, "I haven't had anything to eat yet. It's 6 a.m. He said, "Boy, go over to that diner, get you something to eat." I said, "Okay." So I went and I got a cheeseburger and a malt. And came back, he handed me a beer, and I had that first beer. And then I had that second beer, had that third beer. Finally, around lunchtime, the city sent out a maintenance guy, and they put a new battery in our truck. Lo and behold, the truck started. And one of the guys said to the other guy, "Well, I guess." That meant, "I guess it's time for lunch." You want to guess what we did at lunch? So we had a few more beers, and about a half hour passed, and we started the truck again, and again, I heard, I guess, and we pulled in that first alley, and I jumped out of the truck, and I was going to hit it. I was a garbage man. I grabbed that first can, and back then they had GI cans. GI can is a 50-pound can, empty. This is before they had carts with wheels on them. I picked up that can, and I dumped it in the back of that bin, and I pulled it out as hard as I could, and I looked in the bin, and it was filled with maggots. I threw up all over the back of the truck. My guys laughed at me. I laughed at myself. I asked them, I said, how come you tuck your pants in your boots? They said, so the rats don't run up your legs. I said, oh. Well, we got through one block. We cleared one alley. And got to the end of the alley, and the lead guy said, well, I guess. Guess it's time to quit. So they dropped me off on the North Avenue bus stop, and the bus came. By now, it was about 95 degrees. And I walked to the last seat on the 21 North Avenue bus, and we started going west, and I sat down, and I said, well, I've arrived. I've realized my dream. I better sign up for night school at MATC. I've had a change of heart.
And that was Tom Matthews' dream of becoming a garbage person.
Living the dream. Sometimes, you know, you want to do something with your life and you get into it and you're going, oh, was I wrong?
Yep. Change of heart.
And yet here I am.
Here you are indeed. So yes, if you didn't catch the first part of this, we are previewing our Season 8 Story Slam winners from Xfabula, who are going to head to the All-Star stage at Turner Hall Ballroom on May 18th.
And you'll hear these folks that night, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. In fact, they are going to be telling a different story, a longer form story, because as you know, Story Slam events, they are 5-minute long stories. We time you. And now we're going to open it up a little bit. We're going to ask you to tell a longer form story based on a completely different theme. So we're all at base one again. And the theme is unfinished business.
Oh, okay. And they have a 10-minute?
10-minute limit. 10-minute limit. Yes, indeed. So let's roll into the next story.
Yeah,
if you
good.
Don't mind. We are going to head into February when the theme was water. We had a story slam at a new venue this season, and that was Lakefront Brewery. So let's listen to the winner, Heather Swanson, with her water story.
So have you ever found yourself in a conversation with another person where you're saying the exact same word and you think you mean the exact same thing, only to find out in the very near future that you didn't mean the same thing at all? Yeah, well, so the first time I visited this quaint town in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, it was to see my sister who had just moved there. And she was telling me, well, you're going to love this town. It's got this cute lake, and it's got a trail that goes around it. And you are going to love to run around it. And I'm like, okay, yeah, cool. I just started running not long ago. I'm down with that. So I got to her house on Friday night, and I was telling her, yeah, you know what? I think I will get up tomorrow morning and run around the lake. And she's like, oh, that's going to be great. It's going to be so much fun, and it's only a couple miles from our house. And so I got up in the morning, and I ran down to the lake, and it felt like more than a couple of miles to get there, but I was feeling good. It was a beautiful summer morning, but it was also a foggy summer morning, so I couldn't see the lake. But I started off on the trail, and I was running like a gazelle. And I was running, and I was running, and I was running less and less like a gazelle at this point, and more like the creature from The Hobbit. And I had run out of water a while ago, and I was starting to talk to myself, like, my God, how big is this cute lake? I was considering swimming across the lake, and I had no idea how far I had gone because I didn't bring a watch or my phone, because usually I don't run long enough to need a watch or a phone. All I knew at this point was that this was the furthest I had ever run in my entire life at this point. And just at that point, the fog had started to rise off the lake, and I had this beautiful view of the lake. And to my right, there was this gigantic bay. And to my left, I could see all the way across the length of the lake. And it was at this moment I realized, this is a big f-ing lake. And I had no idea if I should turn around and go back the direction that I came or keep going. Or again, I was thinking, yes, halfway around. I was hoping I was halfway around. And I saw this family up ahead a little ways playing bag-o, so I hobbled my way up there on this unsuspecting family, and I could barely talk. My mouth was so dry. I was so thirsty, and I'm like, excuse me. I'm sorry, but could you tell me how big this lake is? And they're like, oh, it's 20, 21 miles. Where did you start? And I'm like, I kind of grunted and pointed in that direction, and they're like, oh, well, great news, you're a little more than halfway around. And I'm like, yeah, that's great news, thank you. So nevertheless, I persisted. And 6 hours and nearly 32 miles later, I made it back to my sister's house. And she's like, where in the hell have you been? And I said, I told you I was running around the lake. And she's like, are you f-ing nuts? And I said, well, you told me I would enjoy running around the lake. In fact, you said it would be fun. And at this point, I could barely walk. So I'm like, I did not enjoy running around the lake, and it was not fun. And she's like, you ran around the lake. Yeah, I ran around the lake, as you suggested. She's like, Heather, no, I didn't mean run around the lake. I meant run around the lake. Thank you very much.
And that was Heather Swanson's water-themed story from our February Story Slam held at Milwaukee Lakefront Brewery.
As someone who used to run a lot, that was one of my biggest fears, you know, going out on a run in an area I had not been before and either, like, getting lost or not being, how far have I run? I have no idea. Mm-hmm. But I can totally empathize with her situation. That's
yeah,
good.
I just have a general fear of running, period. So.
These days, so do I.
Hats off to you, Heather Swanson.
Awesome.
So just a couple things. I just want to recap here. We are previewing stories, our audience favorites from season 8. We just went through January and February. Next week, we're going to do March and April. And then the week after that, we are going to head to the All-Stars stage, which will be held on May 18th at Turner Hall Ballroom, where the theme is Unfinished Business. I have one more piece of Unfinished Business, actually. We got a little bit of news. Those of you who might be a fan of Xfabula out in the listening audience, we are hiring.
Oh, hey.
We sure are. So we're hiring an event producer right now. We are taking applications and such. So if anybody has any special interest in special event planning for our special events, please go to xfabula.org. You can also go to xfabula.org for any information regarding our tickets for the All-Star.
And all of these folks you have heard in the past few weeks telling their stories, you will hear them, as Leah said earlier, again at the All-Stars event, longer form story, different theme, and these people are really great storytellers.
Yes, exclamation point, exclamation point. We're really excited, and we hope Milwaukee is too.
And if you want to hear or share today's Xfabula Radio or listen again, you'll find us always at wuwm.com, and we'll have two more next week.
That sounds fantastic.